It is a stormy start to the work week across eastern New York and western New England. Scattered showers and storms fired up as early as late morning, and we continue to have the chance for some locally heavy thunderstorms through the rest of the day into at least early tonight. The area is under a severe thunderstorm watch through early this evening, and that means that any of these storms have the potential to produce severe weather, meaning damaging wind gusts and large hail. Of course, every thunderstorm has thunder and lightning, and the other concern with these storms will be some heavy downpours that could result in localized flooding. So be weather aware for the rest of the day into tonight, as there is that chance for some heavy weather rolling through your area. Moving ahead, there's a nice reward. So we get through a rather rough afternoon and early evening. Showers and storms will tend to come to an end tonight. Best chance for a shower or storm will be during the evening. There may still be a lingering shower or storm after midnight, but we're going to start to see the humidity come down a little bit overnight, and some areas of fog are possible. Temperatures overnight fall back into the 50s and 60s. And moving into the day tomorrow, much more refreshing weather will move into the region. We'll have the humidity levels really drop off. So after dew points are up in the 60s this afternoon, those dew point temperatures will be in the 50s, which means the air will be much more pleasant. It'll also be a little bit less intense in terms of heat tomorrow. In fact, it'll feel cooler. So a pretty nice day ahead on Tuesday under a blend of clouds and sunshine. Daytime highs will reach into the 70s and 80s. The quiet weather continues into Wednesday. Temperatures, again, will be right around the 80-degree mark with low levels of humidity. We keep the humidity level low on Thursday, though it will start to turn warmer once again as temperatures pop back up into the 80s, and we will likely see the mugginess return late this week and also over the weekend when the heat will return as well. And now, here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially during the evening, areas of fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, cooler and less humid, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, especially during the evening, areas of fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, cooler and less humid, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially during the evening, areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, less humid, high in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially during the evening, areas of fog, low 56 to 64. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, cooler and less humid, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, mild but with low humidity, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s, and on Thursday, partly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.